Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study on Ephesians chapter 5, we were talking about the fact that we should avoid emulating anything of this world. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
A few years ago, a preacher had a radio broadcast in which he imitated a lot of the antics and style of Rush Limbaugh. Now, he tried to put a religious spin to the news of the day, a minister's opinion of the news, and I'm not condemning him or commending him for that. I'm just saying he was not Rush Limbaugh. However, anyone that listened to the broadcast knew who he was imitating. And although his program brought in some Bible and moral principles and elements, more so than Limbaugh, he was fashioning himself after Limbaugh. He was emulating him. And when it comes to the things of the world and sinful flesh, Christians are not to imitate the world or the flesh in daily living or worship. Avoid these infiltrators into the Christian life. Now, again, this is a present imperative. This is a command of God. And entire churches as well as individuals will be called into account when they do this, especially when you think of things that we use today, like contemporary worship. Have you ever thought of that term, contemporary? Have you ever thought of what that means pertaining to the temporary? I'm dealing with the eternal, not the temporary. So God's old way is still the right way, and it will be throughout all eternity. So I'm just going to stick with God's way and be happy with His way. I think it's best. Now that takes us on into verses 8 through 10, because they show us an insightful walk in light. He says there in verse 8, "For ye were sometimes darkness." The word translated sometimes has the sense of times past. It's referring to the time before we were saved. The thief, vandal, drugs, drunkenness, immoral, and a host of other things. But when you got saved, you quit those things. So do not refer to yourself as those things still being true of you. Because you sometimes were in darkness, but now you're in light. So don't think of yourself as still a drunkard. You're forgiven. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? A new creature. He's not that old drunkard anymore. He's not that old drug addict anymore. You see, it's the world that gives you the drunkard who lays in a trench somewhere in his own vomit. It's the world that gives you a guy strung out on drugs with his mind half baked. The world gives you that stuff. It's not God. There are programs today to try to help deliver the addict, and especially the alcoholic. But they tell you, if you enter into our program, you may have victory over the alcohol, but 10 years later, you're still an alcoholic, even though you haven't had a drink in 10 years. Well, that's not the way it is with Christ. You're free. You're bought with a price. In 1 Corinthians 6, he says, "Such were some of you." And one of the things he mentions is drunkards. Were. You're not anymore. Why? Because when Jesus does the job, he does it completely. When you come to him in salvation, you're not your own. You're giving your life to him. And you're saying, "Take the sin from me." And he does. There are many kinds of darkness that abound in this world. Sin. Suffering. And sorrow. Instead of complaining that we must live in the midst of such darkness, we should thank God that He has placed us here as a light to the world, to shine in the midst of such conditions and circumstances. In other words, We should offer God's eternal hope and presence in this dark world. In Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Remember, as Christ said, "I must work the works of him that sent me." It is his work. Not your work, it's his work that you're doing. And so he says in our text, "But now are ye light in the Lord," here in Ephesians 5:8. That's also a present imperative when he says, "Walk as children of light." It's a command, and it's an imperative command. It's after a military fashion. It's something for which we will be called into an account. Are you walking as a child of light? We better be walking this way until we are called home or until Jesus comes. The shining of our light is not to say, "Hey, look at me. Oh boy, look at how righteous I am." No, rather it is to say, "Look at him." You see, light is a contrast to darkness. Never allow a bushel of cowardice, compromise, or carelessness to hide your light. For if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians 4:3 says. In other words, I'm going to preach the light. If people don't understand it, they're lost. This is why people who don't understand standards have such a problem with us. They don't understand the light. Men love darkness rather than light, Jesus said. Light throughout the Scripture is identified with holiness and the will of God, that which is right. And it is the antithesis of darkness, which universally refers to sin. So you go into verse 9, it says, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Now, if you've got your King James Bible, you'll notice that verse 9 has the brackets around it, or the parenthesis, you might say, around it. It's blocked off. That tells us it's connected to verse 8, but it also shows that verse 10 is a continuation of the thought of verse 8. Now, I'm pointing that out to say this. Most Bibles, other than the King James, translates the word Spirit here for the fruit of the Spirit as light. And if they do put Spirit, they'll usually have a note saying it should be light. Now, I checked the Greek text, which is the Textus Receptus, which, by the way, is the right and best text. Okay, the Textus Receptus, and I found that the word Spirit is not only right, it's capitalized, showing that the Holy Spirit is implied by the term. That's why we believe in verbal inspiration, by the way. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, it gives us a list of the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. And that list is different than the ninefold listing there is different than the list that we're just reading here. You see, neither list is exclusive. Now, verse 9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth," is not figurative. The things listed in this verse spring out of the Holy Spirit, as does light. That is why Scriptures tell us God is light. If God's light shines out, then these fruits of the Spirit, in verse 9, will be manifested. Now, consider the words used in verse 9. Goodness. That refers to an active goodness. Righteousness refers to obedience to the Word of God. When we say that a person is righteous, we're saying a person is obedient to the Word of God. Deuteronomy 6:25 says, "And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us." So what did they say the righteousness was? Was to observe or obey the commandments that God gave us. That's righteousness. And so, he says righteousness, and then he adds the word truth here in verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Truth refers to the Word of God, showing that act of goodness and righteousness must be as according to the Word of God, not by what men declare to us is good. Now, men have a way of making up new things and saying, well, this is it, and this is what's good, and it almost make your Bible bad. It was that way in Jesus' day. Some of them were negating the commandment to honor your mother and father with their new commandments and ways, their own doctrines. And so men were declaring one thing, but God's Word said something else. So understand, the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, and that is all according to the Word of God, not the declarations of men. Now, you contrast this with what was written here in Ephesians 5, verses 3 through 5. And boy, what a difference it is. There we are seeing fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, and filthiness, and foolish talking, and jesting, and on down the line. Those are terrible things. Dreadful things. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. And He is one who teaches. He empowers. He gives wisdom. And it's only as we are filled with the Spirit. For example, Ephesians 5:18 says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And it's only as we are filled with the Spirit that we can walk in light. Now, isn't it not interesting that Psalms 119:105, which is our theme verse, tells us, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path? The Word of God and the light are synonymous almost. The Holy Spirit is a comforter, but He's also one who gives light. Jesus tells us the Word of God is truth. Now let me make a statement. God is light, but light is not God. God is love. But we don't say love is God. We don't say light is God. Okay. God is light, God is love, but that doesn't mean that those attributes are God in and of themselves. That is why this verse, verse 9, is particular to point out the Holy Spirit in this passage. If we don't see that goodness, righteousness, and truth emanates from the Holy Spirit, if we say, well, it's just emanating from light, from some type of understanding, then it makes this a religious creation of man instead of something that emanates from God. Now, the graces of verse 9 are outward evidence of the fruit of the Spirit. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."